USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Portland, Oregon police arresting at least 13 people as protesters scuffled with officers during a right-wing rally on Saturday. A white nationalist group was demonstrating there, and they were met with anti-fascist protesters. Police mostly keeping the two sides apart, though five people received minor injuries because of minor confrontations. Portland's Mayor Ted Wheeler says, "The police did a great job balancing many issues and concerns raised by that event.
We want to protect people's rights to assembly. We, of course, want to enforce the law."
Police at the Kentucky State Fair say it was a prank, someone setting off fireworks and then screaming active shooter. It caused people to start running out of the fairgrounds, but in the end there was no shooter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Afghan officials say at least 65 people were killed and nearly 200 injured when a suicide bomber detonated his device inside a crowded wedding hall in Kabul. The Taliban's denied it was behind the attack, and at last check, no other group has claimed responsibility. A small plane crashed into a home in New York's Dutchess County, about an hour north of New York City on Saturday afternoon. A state police spokesman says one of the three people aboard the twin-engine Cessna was killed. As for the people in the house it slammed into,
one has severe injuries, life-threatening injuries, and one was not injured at all.
There have been reports another person who was in the house is unaccounted for. A preliminary investigation finding the Cessna 303 experienced engine trouble before it crashed into the home in the town of Unionvale. Flowers have been laid upon Peter Fonda's Hollywood Walk of Fame star after his Friday death at the age of 79. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Economists at the Heritage Foundation have calculated the average American is now $240,000 in debt due to the government's unfunded obligations. USA's John Clemens reports.
That obligation is the money the government doesn't have, but nonetheless promised to spend. I spoke to Heritage Foundation economist Rachel Gresler, who says it would be mathematically impossible to pay for the progressive agenda by taxing the rich.
Even if you tax every single person who makes over $200,000 at a 100% tax rate, and let's just assume that they actually continue to earn money if they're taxed 100%, you still couldn't pay for everything that they would like to do. What you really would have to do is raise taxes between 3 and 10-fold on middle-income households, and that's what we're creating for future Americans and younger ones by continuing to spend beyond our means.
I'm John Clemens.
Speculation about Jeffrey Epstein's death has been rampant, but on Friday, the official cause of death was released from the coroner's office. They said that Epstein died by hanging himself in his cell. Epstein was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office completed an autopsy and looked at other evidence in the cell. The report came one day after a defense lawyer received a letter from the Metropolitan Correctional Center clearing his client, who was in the same cell, of any wrongdoing in Epstein's first attempt to commit suicide. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.